Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we will continue our study of Iyov, focusing on chapter 28, in which Iyov continues his soliloquy. It is not the loss of money or property, nor the sudden death of his children, and not even the loss of social standing and friendship that brings an intelligent man like Iyov to the brink of despair. As Viktor Frankl taught, those that have a why to live can bear with almost any how. Frankl had observed that among his fellow Jews incarcerated in the concentration camps, experiencing the most dehumanizing circumstances, those that had the strongest will to survive were those who had or found a purpose for living. Rabbi Aaron Kaminka notes that the worst agony that an intelligent being can suffer is the inability to find meaning. This chapter stresses that it is not to be found anywhere in the material world and cannot be attained by mining for riches, grasping for power or prestige, nor by relentless pursuit of physical pleasure. Though so many people waste their years striving for these under the misguided promise that they will attain happiness. What the soul really craves is the understanding of its purpose in life and the meaning of its travails. Over the millennia, man has attained ever more understanding of the physical world and has learned to mine the earth and rocks for precious metals and gems, to fashion tools and build machinery. He has learned to build and beautify his home and body. He developed agriculture and metallurgy and has diverted rivers and tunneled through granite mountains, but has found soul-satisfying wisdom elusive. In this chapter, known as the Ode to Wisdom, Iyov poetically relates his relentless search for wisdom, the most precious and sublime light that his heart and mind, now buried in darkness and depression, crave. Ki yesh la kesef mutsa, umakom la zahav yazoku, barzel me'afar yukach, ve'even yatsuk nechusha, ket sam lachoshech, ulechol tachlit hu choker, even ofel ve'tzalmavet. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth, and copper smelted from ore. Mortals put an end to the darkness, reaching the farthest ends, digging for ore in the gloomy shadow of death. Humans scale the heights and take wing to see what no bird has glimpsed, and dive into the depths of the seas, searching the fathoms for the treasures, both tangible and intangible. Thus verses 7 through 11 recount, Nativ lo yeda'o ayit, ve'lo shezafto ein aya. Lo hidrechuhu bnei shachatz, lo ada alav shachal. Bachalami shalach yado, hafach mishoresh harim. Betzurot yorim bikeha, ve'chol yakara ta'eno. Mibchi neharot chibesh, ותעלומה יוציא אור. Man has traversed a path no eagle knows, neither has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud beasts have not tread upon it, nor has the lion passed there. He puts forth his hand upon the flinty rock, overturning mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He blocks the streaming rivers and brings forth the hidden secret to light. No translation could capture the beauty and boldness of this personification of מפרי נהרות חובש, describing the building of a dam as binding bandages so the riverbed does not cry tears. While courageous exploration, technological advancements, and scientific discoveries have brought prosperity and power, the secrets of God's ways remain as elusive today as they were in the days of yore. All the material riches cannot buy a meaningful life and the profound joy that it brings. And so Iyov's quest continues. V'hachokhma me'ayin timatze, ve'eze makom bina. Lo yada enosh erka, ve'lo timatze be'eretz ha'chaim. As for wisdom, where can it be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. Iyov has come to learn that it is futile to find meaning and purpose by digging in the physical world. For the deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it's not with me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. After an elaborate hymn praising the value of spiritual wisdom, which cannot be bought with the finest gems and has no price, Iyov reiterates in verses 20 and 21, "V'hachochma me'ayin tavo, ve'eze makom bina, v'ne'elama me'inei kol chai, ומאוף השמיים נסתרה. As for wisdom, where can it be found? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living being, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Then Iyov ponders, perhaps enlightenment is achieved after death. Perhaps the spirits that have departed can commune with living men and open their eyes to the mysteries of God's ways. But even they provide little comfort to those seeking wisdom, as Avadon v'mavet amru, be'ozneinu shamanu shim'a. Yes, decay and death say, we have heard a rumor of it. Rashi cites the Medrash from Masechet Shabbat that relates that at the time of Matan Torah, when Hashem was about to impart the mysteries of creation and the key to wisdom to Am Yisrael, the Satan came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked him, where is the Torah? And he answered, it's with the son of Amram. So the Satan went to Moshe and asked, where is the Torah? And Moshe answered, in the sea. The Satan went to the sea, and the waters said to him, it's with Ben Amram. So he returned to Moshe, and Moshe said, search the depths of the earth. And the depths cried out, go to Ben Amram. So Moshe finally relented and told the Satan, it is with the Holy One, blessed be he. And when that option leads to a dead end, no pun intended, Iyov cannot help but conclude, Elokim hevin darka, vehu yada et mekoma, ki hu likzot haaretz yabit, tachat kol hashamayim yireh. God and only God understands its way, and only he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth, and sees everything under the heavens. Ramban explains that only Hashem has the ultimate key to wisdom, and Sfono suggests that the phrase, he knows its place, indicates that God determines who are the few worthy individuals to whom he can entrust the secrets of divine wisdom and teach them the mysterious meaning of life. But a human being can never reach God's perspective of time and space. He may be able to discern patterns in natural phenomena, but he cannot fathom the reasons behind them. He can describe the what and even the how, but he cannot answer why. Iyov recognizes the infinite wisdom with which Hashem created and continuously sustains the physical world. And in verses 25 through 26, describes how God made the wind blow and the rain fall in perfect measure to sustain life on earth. He made the laws for the rain and laid out the path for the lightning. And such natural phenomena are in perfect coordination with moral law, as indicated in verse 27, Az ra'a v'yesapra. Then he saw wisdom and evaluated it. He set it in place and examined it thoroughly. Rashi and Mitzudot explain that this verse echoes the principle cited in the Zohar. Histakel be'oraita uvara alma. God looked at the Torah, created when he pronounced, "Let there be light," and accordingly fashioned the physical world. That primordial light remains hidden, only to be revealed at some future revelation. But in the Torah that Hashem later entrusted to Am Yisrael through Moshe, the son of Amram, he gave humans the guidance to find a meaningful and purposeful life. Echoing Tehillim, which says, Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, the beginning and the end of wisdom is Yirat Shamayim, comes our concluding verse, Vayomer Le'Adam, Hen Yirat Adoshem, Hi Chochma, Vesu Mera Bina. He then said to man, "Behold, the reverence of Hashem, that is wisdom, and avoiding evil is understanding." This is also reminiscent of Mishle, which asserted, "Ner mitzvah v'torah or," and taught that each mitzvah is a candle, and the Torah is the light. The Zohar points out that the numerical value, the gematria, of et ha'or, the primordial light created on the first day, is 613, corresponding to the totality of mitzvot given to Am Yisrael at Sinai. Through the fulfillment of all of those laws, through the study of the Torah that Hashem entrusted to us, God's mysterious light can again be revealed. How to live was inscribed in the Torah. And there, between the lines, Hashem allowed us to surmise the why, the purpose of our lives, directing us to cleave to God and follow his laws faithfully. But the whys and wherefores of creation and Hashem's ways in this physical world remain a mystery. For even when Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem, "Hodieni na et drachecha," teach me your ways, our sages in Masechet Brachot explain that he asked why good people suffer and evil men prosper in this world. Hashem told Moshe, "Lo yireni ha'adam v'chai." No living human being can see me and comprehend my ways. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel Bat Aryeh Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, עליהן השלום.